Singapore, you're not sure whether it has happened or it can happen in the future. My work is not very fantastical. It's kind of bordering. It's very possible, but maybe it's not, or maybe it can happen in the future.
Yeah, there's a really strange odd timelessness to it. Because when you see a landscape that's devoid of objects, right, like the sand dunes, then there are no markers for you to tell, oh, this is 1990s, oh, this is 2000, because, you know, let's say you look at the landscape of an object, then you can tell when you took the photo, depending on which buildings are there. But this landscape that you're photographing and then you're using, there's no way. We were talking about as well about how it's mobile, like the sand keeps moving, like moving up, right? So it's really, really interesting to me how there's no way to tell. The land becomes timeless. Or do you think there are ways to tell?
I think it's very hard to tell. There aren't that many visuals of sand and land anyway, of Singapore at least.
Yeah, they're kind of taken from the area.
Yeah, I mean, there are sometimes postcards will document it, but it's not specifically trying to imagine or visualize the process.
Yeah, because it's a really aerial view, so you're kind of removed from the human scale. That's not what your photographs do, right? There's a very planning eye, right? Like Singapore master plan.
Kind of
visual of, oh look, we extended, this is the palimpsestic map of how far we've gone. Your work takes us to the level of the body, to the level of eye line, what does it actually look like when you're standing on the shore that keeps disappearing,